trying to make sense of all the AI news, figure out what's actually important. It can feel a bit much, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So today, for you, the learner, we're going to cut through some of that noise. We're diving deep into something pretty significant. This new international standard for AI management, ISO 42001.
Exactly. And we've actually gone through the standard itself, you know, the source doc, to pull out the really crucial bits.
Like why it matters now, what's interesting about it.
Right. Think of it as your quick guide to understanding this key development.
Perfect. And to help us navigate, we've got someone here who's great at connecting those dots, seeing the, you know, the bigger picture.
Happy to be here.
So let's jump in. At its core, ISO 42001. It's the first global standard specifically for managing AI. Okay, what does that really mean?
Well, it's basically about setting up a structured way, a framework to handle all the unique things that come with AI.
Aiming for actual benefits, like more trust, better risk handling.
Precisely. Greater trust, better risk management. And yeah, you mentioned it's optional right now, voluntary, but the expectation is it's going to become much more important.
The timing seems interesting too. Why a global standard right now?
That's a really good point. Its arrival now suggests AI is maturing, doesn't it? It feels like a proactive step, getting ready for more established practices, maybe even regulations down the line.
And it's a joint effort. ISO and IEC.
Yes, exactly. ISO handles the broader management systems like quality or security, and IEC is more on the electrotechnical side. Their collaboration really highlights how IT and engineering are merging in AI.
Okay, so a key part is this AI management system, or AIMS, helping organizations manage their AI stuff. But it's not like a checklist everyone follows identically.
No, definitely not. The standard really stresses that this AIMS, it has to be tailored.
Tailored how?
To the organization's specific context. You know, their size, are they building AI or just using it? What processes do they already have?
So defining the scope first is key. What's in, what's out?
Absolutely fundamental. The defining that scope and really understanding the internal factors, the external ones, that's step one.
We hear trustworthiness thrown around a lot with AI. Sounds like that's pretty central here.
Oh, massively central. If you look at the standard, it puts huge emphasis on ethics, transparency.
That's the explainable AI idea, right? Knowing how it decides.
Exactly. Explainability, fairness, reliability, safety, security, and crucially, data quality. It's hitting all those points that, you know, the public and regulators are concerned about.
And it seems focused on getting ahead of problems, like proactive risk management.
Yes, very much so. It requires a systematic way to first spot potential AI risks, then analyze them and figure out how to treat them. And this runs through the whole life cycle of the AI system.
Not just technical glitches, then.
No, it goes broader. It specifically calls for AI impact assessments, really trying to understand the consequences for individuals, for society as a whole.
Okay, so it looks at the AI's entire life, not just, say, the launch day.
Correct. From the very beginning, the design phase, all the way through development, deployment, ongoing monitoring, and even when it's eventually retired. Continuous responsible practice.
Inside a company, who's driving this?
Who makes it happen? Leadership. Top management commitment is explicitly called out as critical.
So the bosses need to be on board.
Absolutely. Integrating these AI requirements into the normal way of doing business, fostering that culture of we do AI responsibly, that has to come from the top.
But AI changes so fast. How does a standard keep up?
Good question. It uses the classic Plan, Do, Check, Act cycle, PDCA.
Plan, Do, Check, Act, like continuous improvement.
Exactly. Plan what you're doing with AI, do it, check how it's performing against your goals and policies, and then act on what you find to make improvements. It builds in that loop, which is vital for something evolving like AI.
And since it's an ISO standard, does it, like, play nice with others, like ISO 27701 for security?
It does, yeah. It's designed specifically to align well with standards like 27001, which is key for data security with AI, and also ISO 9001 for quality management.
So if a company's already got those, adding this one is easier.
It should be, yes. The structure and approach will feel familiar, makes integration less of a headache.
So boiling it down, what are the big AI problems this standard is really trying to fix?
Well, it directly targets those core challenges we always talk about. transparency or the lack of it, accountability, who's responsible when things go wrong, bias, and definitely security and protecting data.
Right. And it's still voluntary, but you're saying there's a real push to adopt it.
Absolutely. Even being voluntary, getting certified can be a big competitive differentiator. It's a clear signal to everyone, customers, partners, regulators, that you're serious about trustworthy AI.
What are some of those concrete benefits for a company that goes for it?
You could see things like potentially faster, more structured AI development, maybe smoother paths with regulations, meeting what stakeholders expect.
Better efficiency, too.
Yeah.
Risk management.
Yes. Better efficiency, definitely stronger risk management, potentially easier market access in some cases, and underpinning it all, building that crucial trust.
Okay, but it can't be all easy. What are the hurdles, the challenges?
Sure, there are challenges. Just awareness of the standard is still growing. It can demand resources, time, expertise. Integrating it smoothly with what you already do takes effort.
And the need to keep checking.
Right. That continuous monitoring isn't trivial. Plus, the whole regulatory landscape is still shifting, which adds complexity.
How does this ISO standard fit with, say, the NIST framework in the U.S. or the EU AI Act?
Good question on the global picture. It complements them.
Mm-hmm.
So the NIST AI Risk Management Framework, it's great technical guidance, very useful, but it's not something you get certified against.
Okay.
The EU AI Act, on the other hand, that's actual law. ISO 42001 could potentially become a way for companies to demonstrate they meet certain requirements of the Act, a kind of pathway to compliance.
And are folks actually using it yet? Early adopters?
Yes, definitely seeing movement. Some leadership in places like Germany, the UK, and specific companies, you know, Grammarly, Vanta, others have already achieved certification. Being early can be a smart move.
Okay, so wrapping up, ISO 42001 is essentially a comprehensive playbook for doing AI responsibly.
That's a good way to put it, a structured framework tackling the big concerns and opportunities that AI brings.
Which leads us to our final thought for you, the learner. As AI gets more and more integrated into, well, our work, our lives, how might adopting standards like this one, like ISO 42001, shape things? Not just company policies, but maybe our overall societal trust in these powerful technologies. Something to really think about for the future.